And welcome, everybody. This is Two Bros, One Brew. I'm Garrett.
And I'm Cameron.
And we're coming to you live from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Garrett.
Downtown.
Garrett. We're not live.
No, we're live. We're reaching out to our audience. We're being more accessible.
To a certain extent, we're reaching out to
them. I read it all over the podcast forums.
Well, you know, if it were live, we'd be recording and people would be able to listen in right
this second.
They
can. Tweet us in, folks, as we're recording, and we will answer your questions live.
We could answer them live, but they wouldn't hear the results of our answering until we
live.
Upload this. No, it's not
no.
Live.
God.
Close, so close.
Whatever.
So the beer that we have today that we're talking about is Deschutes Pine Drops.
Mm. An India Pale Ale.
India Pale Ale based out of Portland, Oregon or Bend, Oregon. Both locations.
Bend, I guess. I've been to the Portland location.
Yeah, so tell us a little about that. You went to the brewery there when you were out there for work.
Yeah, it's really cool brewery. It's a lot of like woodwork and stuff done. I don't know how to explain it. Like they like did a bunch of cool like woodworking type of things on like mantles.
Woodworking kind of things.
I'm kind of stuck on the word woodworking. I don't know what else
they,
to explain.
They have some
it.
Good woodwork. I see.
Yeah, I'm doing hand motions to
Cam.
Anyways, you walk under these things and it's pretty cool. I don't know. And they're like really have a lot of cool merchandise and like just a cool spot. The food is delicious. Yeah.
What's your favorite food there?
So I dig the truffle mac and cheese. It just, it's so good. It melts in your mouth. It's just so good.
Truffle. When I think the word truffle, I think chocolate. Is it chocolate mac and cheese?
You are handicapped. It's not. No, it's
what
not.
What is the
you
word truffle
to,
mean?
You need to look it up.
What is, how
have you seen the truffle shuffle?
No. I haven't.
You
I've heard of it.
But you could probably do it.
Do you think that's based off the mac and cheese?
Probably not.
Or do you think the mac and cheese is based?
I'm just supposed to focus on the beer here. I'm so confused.
Yeah, anyways. So you've been to the brewery. It's a sweet brewery.
Sick brewery. Definitely check it out.
The beer is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a, like you said, an India Pale Ale.
Yeah. It's got like spruce, hints of spruce and like pine, would you say?
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty tasty. It has good flavor.
Yeah. 6.5% alcohol, which is cool.
That's
a little heavy.
Yeah, it's a little heavy. Usually what's like a Bud Light at?
I don't know, like 3 or 4%.
Yeah, so it's up there. It's kind of like the Surly Furious. But
it's good though. It doesn't hit you too hard in the face. So
definitely recommend it.
Yeah, they make it with live yeast, and I just consider myself a connoisseur of yeast. You know what I mean? I've had some yeast in my day.
Oh, that's disgusting. That's really
my
gross.
Mom listens to this.
Hi, Mom. Hi, she felt. That's great. That's great. Yeah. It's a good beer. Definitely would recommend it. Yeah,
it was good.
Tasty. So you had an experience with Comcast calling in, and I was actually here for that.
That was a smooth transition there.
You like that?
It's hot.
I've been practicing a little
hot
bit.
Transition.
All these run-ins that we've had with audio issues for our podcast.
This is only our third time recording this.
Only our third time recording this.
Not a big deal.
But hey, we're getting pros at this content, so I hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
So tell everyone about your call with Comcast.
Yeah, so a couple things. So they're charging me way more than I should probably be charged, and my bill went up like $30. And my internet wasn't working, so I'm like, I'm gonna give them a call, see what they say. You know, maybe they can help me lower my bill, fix my internet, whatever. So I call. The first lady is absolutely useless. I give her. I'm like, you know, my name is Garrett. And this is my social security number, and this is my account number, and here's my age, and my heights, and my weights, and, like, average dick size. Like, I don't understand.
Social security number.
Yeah.
Here's my name and my firstborn.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't – it just makes me so mad. So we get through this whole thing, and she's like, okay, so tell me your problem again. And I'm like – I tell her, you know, my internet's out, and then my bill is too high, blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, I can't help you with either of those. So I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
And
so
you spent probably 15 minutes around there
all
of your
that.
Phone call, 40-minute call
minutes.
With just this lady explaining and explaining what you have wrong.
Answering questions. Literally answering questions about
just,
my life.
Just for her to tell you, sorry, I can't help you.
Oh, my God. They are the worst. Comcast is terrible. So she forwards me out to this other guy, Dikembe Mutombo-looking, sounding dude. Like
you saw him?
Looking. It was a FaceTime. It was a FaceTime call. Comcast does that now. It's a new thing. Yeah, keeps me around.
That's great.
But no, this guy sounded like Dikembe Mutombo. He was crazy. Like, he's like, yeah, give me your name. And, of course, you know, you answer all the same questions again. It's
right.
Like, you just got forwarded. You know who I am.
Right.
But, you know, same thing. I'm answering, you know, my name, date of birth, whatever, how old I am, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to this whole thing, and he's like, oh, yeah, I can help you. And he basically, like, he mumbled the entire time, didn't speak English, and got to the end and said, oh yeah, the other guy that helped you, in perfect English, other guy that helped you was useless, and here you go, your new bill is this or whatever, and it was like $30 cheaper. And I'm like...
So he was speaking kind of like hard to understand, then all of a sudden it was like a switch was hit, and he just was totally normal.
Yep. It's like he did his own little world thing, and then like came up with a solution and like told me in English. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I was on the phone with him for like 10 minutes and then he was like, oh, your internet's down? I'm like, yeah. He's forwarding me to this other guy that he's like based in like Guadalajara or something.
Guadalajara?
Yeah. And he can't help me. He's right. Oh, what is your name? And I'm like, oh my God, like, is this about to happen again? So I tell him everything that's going on and we like, you know, he gets me on hold and he's like, yeah, so, how was your Valentine's Day? And I'm like, is this real life right
just
now?
Just out of
like,
left field.
Out of left field. Ask me how my Valentine's Day was. I'm like, you're really nice, but it's like, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night. Right. I've been on the phone for like 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this real life? So naturally, I said, yeah, you know, it was good. I spent some time with my wife, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake.
Yeah.
Right? I said, oh, how was yours? Oh, my. At this point, we're on speakerphone. Cam's in the room now. He's arrived at my home. And he
30 to 35 minutes deep in the call already at this point, too.
This guy is on this sob story about how he hasn't seen his wife in years and or his girlfriend or whoever in years. And it's finally, this is the first year they get to see each other. And oh, my goodness. I'm like, and so, you know, I'm a nice guy. I listened. I say, oh, yeah, huh? You know, sound like you're interested in it. And I said, so my internet fixed? Like, what do you say? You know, I got a life to handle on my own, you know?
Well, then you asked that and he said, yes, it is. I'm going to send you an email. What's your email? You gave him the email again. Yeah. Gave him the email, and he said, all right, your email will be sent. I can't send it to you now for some reason. Their internet must have been down. But he's like, once we're done with this call, I'll send you the email. Mm-hmm. To this day, have you received that email?
Yeah, I'm still waiting. So luckily, I wasn't holding my breath because I'd be passed out right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know where they hire these people. It blows my mind.
Every time I call a customer service line, I always have the most ridiculous issues. I tell them exactly what the issue is, and they have no solution for it.
Where do you think they hire these people? Like, in general, like I meet people through business, and I'm like, why did you get hired? Like I didn't meet these people, but like the Chevy commercials. Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly.
They're
what
like,
you're talking
about. Not paid actors, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, here's the scene, right? Like. They roll this like Chevy out, and it's an obvious like you know Chevy Malibu has a distinct like look of a Chevy, right? And they're like, okay, can you guys tell us what this car is? And they're like, is it a Lexus?
Is this a Jaguar?
Is this a BMW? You know, and you're like, no, people, it's a Chevy, right? It's a Chevy. I'm screaming at my TV. I'm like, these people are idiots. And then they're like, it's a Chevy Malibu. They're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, all those commercials are crazy, you know, because it's like, where do they hire those people? Like, what is the, like,
the criteria?
Is the criteria? What is the audition process? Like, okay, sir, can you name this car? Like, nope, can't name it. Okay, that's good. Can you tell the difference between a Ford and a Chevy with the emblems on it?
Nope.
Hire this guy.
Get him in here. He's going to be on this commercial.
Do you know what a GMC is? What is that? A General Moving Connoisseur? No, sir. You're hired,
though. Literally think they go into places where Amish people live and just pick them.
Yeah, dress them up normal.
Seriously, because there's no way a normal person, my mom, for instance, could even look at a car like that and say, oh, I know that is not a luxury car.
It's like, come on. And then it is kind of cool. It's a nice looking car. Don't get me wrong, but it's like they show the car that's like, oh, as shown, $49,400, and then you're like, okay, so now you're in the realm of like, you know, cost of a Lexus or a Mercedes. So it's like you might as well just buy the nicer Audi. Like I don't understand. But then it's like, it's only $21,000. People are like, oh my God, for $21,000, I'll buy this car. And it's like you end up getting, you know, only two of the four wheels included. You know.
You don't even have a steering wheel. You have like one of those computers.
No ABS. It's just like full on. Like you have to put your feet down and hold on for dear life.
Back seat is not included.
Yeah.
You just have a normal desk chair.
I don't understand. It's like you can't do a commercial like that and then say, oh, it's not a Lexus. It's actually only a $21,000, you know, dollar Chevy. And it's like, no, it's really a $50,000 Chevy, which is basically a Lexus.
I mean, and they even like have those cars, like they show them too. And it's, I mean, you just look at them and you're like, how dumb does someone have to be to literally not even
crazy
understand like the concept or they've done so many of these commercials.
Yeah.
How is someone? Do these people not have TVs? Have they never seen like?
Well, who watches? I mean, who buys these cars? I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking like, I don't watch this commercial and immediately go, I need to go out and buy a Malibu.
You know what? When we were at the Hen House in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
Teddy Bridgewater, the Minnesota Vikings quarterback. Pretty confident. We saw him driving one.
Yeah,
I looked to the right.
I think it was. He has a pretty distinct look.
He kind of has like the bigger face, like a horse oblong face. Yeah. And it was a white Chevy Malibu,
mm-hmm.
and he was driving. I'm pretty confident he was driving it. So Teddy, if you're out there,
if you're one of the 8 people that listen to this podcast,
yeah.
Because we did tweet at him, and he did not respond.
Tweeted at him probably about, 3-4 weeks ago, and still have yet to receive a text.
So if you're out there, you need to tell us if you drive a Malibu.
So. At 2bros_1brew.
Shameless plug.
But he was definitely driving it. I think it was pretty confident.
I think it was him.
Speaking
of horse faces, what about Peyton Manning? Went in the Super Bowl. How about that game?
Yeah, you know... I watch it all the time, but I'm more of a,
The Super Bowl?
Watch it all the time.
Watch it all the time.
Just reruns for days. Reruns. Just sit down.
Good old Doug Flutie. Oh,
Super Bowl 10. Good year. Great year.
Yeah, great year.
But I, you know, when I was, like, looking up, like, information and trying to figure out, like, who I wanted to win, because I have no affiliation to either team.
Fair.
I know I wanted the Broncos to win because of Peyton.
Yeah.
But... I figured Cam Newton and the Panthers would win just because they've been so strong the whole year.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like it's so hard to root against either of them because it's like, you know, it's Cam. He's fun to watch. He's electric.
He does the dab.
He's his dabs. You guys know we love the dab. A little double dab.
Stir the pot.
Stir it up.
Dab it up.
Yep. That just happened. So, I don't know. It's hard to root against him. But then it's like it's Peyton, right? I'm a Colts fan, so... Right. Everyone wants to hate on Peyton that are Colts fans, but at the end of the day, we pushed him out, so we should love him for getting us, you know, a Super Bowl. But I think it's hard to root against either of them. So it was a good little situation to be in where I didn't really care, you know, who won or lost, but the game itself was pretty terrible. So
it was definitely a defensive battle.
Yeah.
For sure. So you've heard about the new accusations against Peyton.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
So
I don't know, man.
He's had the HGH that was done by, like, Al Jazeera Network
Like, somehow proved that that dude was, like, crazy, right?
Yeah.
So,
just made it up for fame.
Yeah.
And then the latest allegations where, what did he do?
He, like, put his ball sack on some girl's forehead when he was in college. It's like, come on, bro. I believe it. I don't know. I believe that it could have happened.
Here's my mindset with this. Mm-hmm. He looks like a horse. He's probably hung like a horse. Mm-hmm. So he needed a place to rest him.
Yeah.
So he probably just put him right on her forehead.
It's just one of those things where it's like, man, I get it. Like, there's certain situations like that where the victim is embarrassed or whatever, or like held back and they don't say anything. But that kind of situation, it's like, I don't understand what happened. Like, the gonorrhea from his ball sack started breaking out on your forehead and you decided to come through like with a loss. I don't understand.
After 20 years, it finally broke out.
What happened that she all of a sudden was like, I'm just going to ruin this man's career now?
But she waited till the end of his career, like the complete finality of what is most likely
to be. It's just fishy, right? Yeah, like, I don't want to take anything away from people that have been a victim of something like this because it's not, you know, I don't condone it. It's not a good thing. But it's like, what are you waiting for that whole time? You know, I don't get that.
Right.
I don't get that.
What's on your mind to think, I'm going to wait until he's about to retire, wins the Super Bowl, and then come forward.
And it isn't even like all of a sudden he's like in the limelight and she's like, you know what? Like, I feel bad. Like, he's already won a Super Bowl, you know, whatever, 5 years ago.
He's
so
making
it's like
$20 million a year for like 7 years.
But it's like 5 years ago when he won the Super Bowl, maybe like that could have rung a bell maybe. And she's I really need to say. But no, it's like this one, I don't get it.
She must have spent all her money on that Powerball. And finally needed some extra money. Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know.
I guess we'll never know the full extent of.
I guess it. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Crazy. So, do you watch it? Do you ever watch the Super Bowl for just the commercials?
You are stuck on this. Do you watch it? Situation, aren't you?
Have I said that?
It Super Bowl.
Do you watch the commercials?
Do the game?
Have you seen the commercials? Did you? Hey, Garrett. Do you like the commercials?
Yeah, they're okay. I don't know. I sat in a bar watching the game, and they were terrible about the sound. So they had 8 TVs on, and all they did was, like, turn all the sound out on all the TVs. So it was, like, Super Bowl, 50, 50, 50, 50. And I'm like, I couldn't hear any of the words. However, I tried to go back and catch some of them. Like, one of my favorites was the Kevin Hart commercial. Oh,
the very one of the first ones of the whole
night. He's like my hero. Like, that guy is funny, timeless funny. Yeah. But, like, when he hands his keys to the kid, oh, I got a new car. Here, take mine.
Take
like,
my car.
Like, oh, thanks.
Any kid would be like, oh, this is great. Of course
yeah,
I'm taking
it. Yeah, it's Kevin Hart's car. Yeah. But at, when he, like, comes in on the helicopter, like, I'm, oh, my God.
Just
dude.
Points at the kid, and the kid's like, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Isn't that awesome?
And then he beat it right as he's about to kiss the girl, and then yeah. just, like, quickly turns around.
The best part, like, at the end, when the daughter walks through the door, and he goes, so, how was it? What's wrong?
Yeah, wrong? Like, immediately, like, trying to,
yeah.
and the girl knows, like, immediately,
yeah.
like, oh, thanks, yeah. Dad. It's all your
That mom. Was probably one of my favorites. What okay. about you?
I really liked, it was very odd, but I really liked the Puppy Monkey Baby.
Oh my God.
The Mountain Dew one, right? Mountain Dew
they
is,
have a good one every
They're
year.
Known for doing ridiculous commercials that
yeah.
really have nothing to do with their product.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden this year, it just starts out with this Puppy Monkey Baby walking in the room.
Yeah.
And it's just Puppy Monkey Baby, Puppy Monkey Baby. And then it goes up and licks the dude's face. And, at that point, I was like, oh,
this is bizarre.
This is so weird. Then they got up and they all started dancing in the hallway.
Yeah. It just reminded me of their one last year, which I thought was also hilarious. Like, they all start dancing, and the dog gets up and starts dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy in, like, the fish tank starts
yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The old school diet
mouth. Their commercials are always good. What about the Steve Harvey commercial?
Oh, dude.
Was it, like, T-Mobile when he's, like,
yeah.
and all the balls, like, fall or whatever for, yeah. like, Verizon got it wrong. I'm not taking the blame for this one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, he's pulled it together really well after that huge mishap.
A lot of people have hired him for things, which is, like, I guess not surprising, but it's interesting.
I think he came out and attacked it the right way of just mm-hmm. saying, like, hey, it's my bad.
Kind
of like,
joked about it
yeah.
and said, hey, you know, I have
And the fact that he can go into a T-Mobile commercial, yeah. any commercial for that matter,
yeah.
and do what he did. It's not my fault. I can't get it wrong. I can't get in trouble for this. That is
yeah,
that hilarious.
That
was funny. And then I also like the Doritos one with the baby at the ultrasound.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guy had the chip and it was just... and the mom was like, what are you doing?
So
and it was
gross.
Like, oh, this is so cute. Oh!
And
just immediately...
Oh, God.
Just
that is a couple that shouldn't have a baby.
That's probably true. That was the number one most rewatched Super Bowl commercial after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I thought that was it. And then it was Puppy Monkey Baby and probably I don't know what it was after that.
Ones,
but
yeah.
Those are definitely some good ones this year. After last year was a little disappointing, so
that's funny.
That
commercial actually reminded me of the story you were telling me about the dude with the baby
oh,
for the Big Macs.
Geez.
What
there's a guy from Arkansas. He stole a baby.
Yeah.
First off, not quite sure how you accomplish that. Maybe in Arkansas, that's more of a prevalent thing to do.
Streets.
They're just,
on the streets.
Baby, I'm going to bring this. Bring this hood baby.
Hood
babies. yeah,
or the streets.
Just work in the corners. Anyways, so this dude stole a baby and had the audacity to bring it into a McDonald's, and he tried to trade the baby for 15 Big Macs.
I mean, I got to hand it to the guy. I guess I can't comment. You apparently are telling me that at one point, which I don't agree with, I allegedly said that I would, if I won the $1.5 billion Powerball, I would eat and buy 1.5 million McDoubles.
Yeah, you definitely said that. Very first podcast.
I allegedly said it.
Yeah, no, it's on the record.
There's no way to ever confirm or deny that. So,
but what goes through?
Continue to deny.
What goes through your mind? What are you on?
You're hungry, man.
To think.
Sometimes you just get the munchies.
For a baby?
Hey, you gotta use what you got.
Right? I mean, so. I guess I would beg for money if I needed a McDouble or just ask someone to get me a McDouble or a Big Mac or something.
Know. That's just people that shouldn't have babies and people that shouldn't be around babies. It's like an ongoing theme. Like the lady down in, I don't even know where the heck she was. Like, what was it? North Dakota? Somewhere.
Somewhere in those areas.
Somewhere. what did she? She like tattooed her babies with ride or die.
Yeah.
What?
I want to know. I mean, I know you didn't go through like the article like in depth to read where on the face it was tattooed, but
I don't even know if it was on the face.
Was it
on the face?
Was it on the eyebrows? Like, did she shave off the eyebrows? And
oh, like one says ride and the middle says or, and then oh gosh, that would be hilarious.
What goes through your mind as a parent, and what goes through the tattoo artist's mind to say this is a great idea?
What a stupid reason to go to jail, right? Like, come on, man. They brought in, like the tattoo artist is saying, oh, you know, I shouldn't be in trouble. I'm just a tattoo artist. Whatever, she signed a waiver. Like, bro, you tattooed a baby.
Right.
I don't understand. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Oh, he tattooed a baby? Oh, it's whatever.
It's, you know, it's the cool. Mom signed the waiver.
Yeah.
We're fine. I wonder how old the kid was.
Oh,
either way, there should be a threshold where even if there's a parental waiver signed, yeah, it should be like 16 minimum at the least. Because at 16, if I were to go and get tattoos, I would have gotten some really, really stupid tattoos.
I'm sorry, I missed all that. All that talk about McDonald's made me hungry, and these new pop filters taste so good.
It's red, so it probably reminds you of ketchup.
They taste so good.
It tastes so good. Anyways, so dumb arrests like that, right? Yeah. So people getting arrested for stupid stuff. How about people leaving like babies in cars?
Oh God!
Like
that makes me mad, right? Like every year you hear about it,
and it's you would think parents would like learn from that and be like, oh, I have a baby, I probably should bring the baby with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard different things of like that. It's something like, you know, a parent just has a new kid, they're not used to having a kid, so it's like some sort of mental lapse.
Like, but your thought is they would think even more of it, right? I guess for me, it's like, I just had a new baby, that's all I'm thinking about. But
it would become your life, that's for sure.
I just can't imagine like these people leaving their babies in their cars. I just don't get that. I don't know. It's stupid.
All right, Timmy, you're staying here. Mom's going to run inside the store and get some cantaloupe real quick.
Like, what?
Got to get me some McDoubles. You want to come with, Betsy? I'm going to trade you for some McDoubles.
Oh, Billy Bob's going to stop through and pick up the baby for some McDoubles. You got to watch out. You can't be leaving babies in cars. No, what the temperature is.
Billy Bob. Oh, man. Jeez, man. But Vanessa Hudgens, another stupid arrest. Well, I don't know if she actually got arrested necessarily,
Isn't that like the Selena Gomez wannabe? Like, isn't she like Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus? Like,
not
sometimes
really.
She's Vanessa Hudgens, sometimes she's Selena Gomez. They look exactly
That's you're
not
thinking Caitlyn Jenner. That's kind of the half man, half woman type of thing.
Oh,
so
that's two bodies, one soul kind of
Vanessa Hudgens is the she was in High School Musical. She was also in the Grease Live.
I thought
the
that most was recent. Miley Cyrus.
No, that wasn't Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus was Hannah Montana.
Yeah, and then
Billy Ray Cyrus
Selena
was her
Gomez
dad
in High School Musical, and not
no. Selena Gomez was dating Justin Bieber, and I know way too much about this concept, so why am I? This is really
this whole thing is just a troll to get you to talk more about Selena Gomez.
I love pop culture. It's my favorite. That's true. I do know ridiculous amount of stuff.
What were you gonna say?
Sorry, like, Vanessa Hudgens, right? Louise. So her and her boyfriend were in Sedona, Arizona on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And they wanted to commemorate their love. Yeah, that's probably the best. I was going to say something, not the right way to say it. But they wanted to commemorate their love. So they decided, hey, this would be great if we go to one of these red rocks in Sedona and carve our names, Vanessa and whatever her boyfriend's name is.
Billy Bob.
You know, a heart. Billy Bob, the McDonald's guy.
Totally.
And do a...
not the Hannah Montana?
No, I can't
keep track.
But they did that. They carved their name in, and then they didn't get in trouble right away. But then Vanessa posted an image of it on Instagram.
Classic.
And obviously she's
selfie.
Really well known on Instagram.
Yep.
So the authorities found out, and they now are facing a possibility of a felony, which is $5,000 fine or 60 days in jail or both.
Can you imagine Vanessa Hudgens going to jail? Like her and Martha Stewart just chilling, like, hey, what's up, girl? What you in here for? Like, you know what?
Vanessa Hudgens could sing while Martha Stewart cooks.
Oh my God, that'd be the best.
They would be
ever.
The best. People would never want to leave the place where you eat food, the cafeteria.
Chow Hall.
I was starting to say Grubhub, but that's something.
Grubhub. That's a local delivery service.
Call out for Grubhub. That's great. Just download the app. No, but I mean, I would never have known.
Yeah.
To not do that, probably.
There's just so many things like that you're not gonna know.
Right.
It's illegal. I mean, when I was a little kid, I remember I mean, I was really young. I don't even remember how old I was, but I vaguely remember, like, we were somewhere on a family trip. Like, it might even have been in that, like Nevada, like, Arizona type of area. And there was, like, some kind of volcanic whatever. And,
sanctuary.
Yeah, I don't know. And I picked up a rock, and it was, like, a volcanic. You know, you could tell it was, like, a frozen. I don't know if frozen is the right word, but, you know, a hard piece of volcanic.
Let it go. Let it go.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Out of control.
Sidetrack.
ADD Central. So anyways, yeah, I picked it up, brought it home, and I remember, like, at the hotel, my mom and dad just being like, oh, my God, like, you can't do that. Like, that's illegal. There were signs everywhere. And I'm, like, not even old enough to read. Like, that's the kind of stuff where you just wouldn't know that's not allowed, I guess. So, right.
You would just never assume it.
Why would you assume that? And you're not going to, like, look up all the special rules to be in the Sedona, what is it? Sedona Valley or whatever.
Sedona, Arizona. Just Sedona.
I don't know, whatever. Isn't that where all, like, the companies create stuff, the Sedona Valley? They, like Yelp came from there and...
No idea.
You know what I'm talking about?
Isn't Yelp based out of San Francisco?
Yeah, but isn't all, like, the startup companies in Sedona Valley?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if Sedona Valley is the same as Sedona. I feel like I've never heard – I could be wrong. I just have never heard of Sedona being called Sedona Valley.
Well, what's the place where all the startups, like, they get their start? You know what I'm talking about?
Minneapolis.
No. Come on.
I have no idea.
The Valley. Like,
you know, it's where
this – Shutter Island. That's what it is.
Shutter Island. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I don't know. There's just a lot of things that I feel like I'm not going to look up the laws and know what's, you know, special about that special area.
It's like, hey, I'm in a special area. I'm in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare pick that third blade of grass.
Yeah,
it's that. Every third blade of grass. If you pick that, you're out of the loop. That's what it feels like.
Did you know in Minneapolis, it is technically illegal if you sleep naked?
I did.
Real law.
And did you also know that in Minnesota, it is technically illegal to harass squirrels?
Huh.
On my weird campus. Laws. On my
that'd
campus.
That'd be a good little topic for us to talk about another time, like weird laws. I think we'd probably top out at those two, but...
Yeah. We used to chase squirrels around campus, found out that we could get in trouble for it, so we stopped real quick.
We'll just read a list of weird laws over the podcast. Not even talk about them, just read them.
There are some weird ones.
I don't know. Anyway, speaking of weird law, how about the people down in, what is it, like, Buenos Aires, Argentina, that got in trouble for passing around that baby dolphin?
Is that a weird law?
Well, like, they're getting in trouble. Like, how do you know that you can't pass around a baby dolphin until it dies?
Well,
I thought that was normal. Well, I do that every day.
Just like the man stealing a baby and trying to trade it for 15 Big Macs, you should know if you see a dolphin that you shouldn't just randomly pick it up if it's on the shore and just start...
know that.
So you're saying if you were on the beach and you randomly came across a dolphin on on the sand, you'd be like, selfie.
Yeah, that's exactly what all those people thought. And my thing is, like, if 150 people are passing around this freaking dolphin to take pictures with it, not one of them was like, hey, we probably shouldn't do this. This thing is dead and limp in my hands.
It was alive at first, supposedly. That's what the article
dies,
said.
Like, they said it dies, like, really quickly out of water, like, really quickly.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if, like what goes through their mind?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think it's funny that they found them all on Instagram and they're like, they're all getting in trouble now. So
they awesome. Not only did they pick up the dolphin to take pictures with it,
mm-hmm.
once they were done with it and it was clearly dead, they put it right back where they picked it up from. They didn't try to put it in the water. They didn't try to say, oh, maybe this thing can still live.
Hashtag dolphin tails.
Hashtag. Great. Wasn't that a movie back in the day?
Dolphin tails? Dragon tails? Dragon tails.
Oh, no, that was a show on TV.
That's what I was thinking of. Dolphin tails. What were you thinking of?
A movie, a really bad Disney movie way back in the day.
What was it? Land Before Time?
No, it was called Dolphin Tales, I think.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to fact check you on that one later.
Maybe. I could be wrong again.
All right. Somebody Shutter tweet Island. Us. Tell us.
Tweet us. We have to get a tweet. We have not gotten one tweet yet.
What the heck, man? Who's going to be our first tweeter? Maybe there will be a little prize
Maybe
it'll
be Teddy. Maybe Teddy will finally get back to us.
Can you imagine if our first tweet ever was Teddy Bridgewater?
Hey, Teddy. Teddy,
maybe,
where are
maybe
you?
Blair Walsh will tweet us. He'd probably miss our tweet page, though.
You have a picture with him on Instagram. Are you taking that off yet? He'd probably miss our tweet page. Probably misspell our tweet name.
Just a Twitter page, I guess. But whatever. Twitter fingers. Turn to trick of fingers.
That's not what they do.
Strake. I love him. Anyways, let's wrap this up here because everyone's probably getting bored by now.
Yo.
So, Pine Drops is the beer we had today, just to recap. It was good. That's kind of all I got to say about that. I don't really know what else to say.
Deschutes Pine Drop, 6.5% alcohol percentage, based out of Bend, Oregon, stop echoing me. We already had enough issues with that. Based out of either Bend, Oregon, or Portland. Definitely check out the brewery if you happen to be in that area. It's pretty good beer. It's an IPA.
Yeasty. If you like yeast.
Very yeasty.
Get in there.
Yeasty
get
boys.
In nice and deep.
Like the yeasty boys.
Yeasty boys.
check that out. Let us know what you think.
I'm checking things out. Tell your friends about us, please. You know, share it. All right, we got the Twitters. We got the SoundClouds. We got the iTunes. We got the
Audio Boom. We got a number of different platforms for you guys to listen to these podcasts.
At us.
Definitely check into iTunes. Subscribe. That way you guys will keep getting the updates.
All our info is in the description of the podcast and on our SoundCloud page.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Hopefully,
did you do that?
What?
Did you add all that stuff?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I added
you did.
I edited it.
Sorry, we got it.
Definitely check us out, listen to us, tell everyone about us. We would definitely
three times. It gets better as over time, like wine.
And hopefully this podcast will be the last one of the third episode, because we've recorded it twice so far, and we've had audio issues two times. So
if you don't hear this, it means this didn't work properly.
And we are just going to skip and go to the fourth episode.
I guess you'd never know, because
we'll post it on our Twitter.
You'd never know, because if we don't post it, then they won't.
Well, I'll post information that we ended up skipping the third episode going to the fourth.
All right. Well, that makes you have to go to our Twitter.
Twitter, @2bros_1brew.
Why did you say that? Like
I almost forgot what it was.
You're an idiot. All right, we got to get out of here.
All right, wonderful. Have a good evening. Thanks later, for tuning in live from Minneapolis.
Live.
This is the guy.
We got no Twitters live.
No tweets. Send us the information. Hit me up on MySpace. Yep. See you later. See you at another time.